This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's tune up for another hour this Tuesday, the 14th of August. On the air with me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen at her usual spot there in the control room in our originating network, Radio America in Washington. Victoria has a very bad throat, so she's not here to enjoy and inveigle her way into the conversation. So, Jennifer, let's take us to the Parliament building in England and the arrest of a suspected terrorist. What's the latest story behind the story?
Well, if you're just waking up, there was a terror attack in London while you were sleeping, or at least a suspected terror attack. A car rammed outside Parliament on Tuesday and was being treated as a terror incident. A male suspect has been arrested, according to British authorities. The country's counterterrorism command is leading the investigation. Two people were hospitalized. One person was released, according to Scotland Yard. A woman was also being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries, according to that report. The suspect is described to be in his late 20s. He was arrested on suspicion of terror offenses. He was driving a silver Ford Fiesta before colliding with a number of cyclists and pedestrians before crashing into barriers during the morning commute. He is in custody. He is not cooperating with police, and he has not been identified. They are saying, however, that he has not been previously known to authorities, so this is not someone that they've been watching. British Prime Minister Theresa May and the London Mayor Sadiq Khan have thanked emergency responders for being on the scene quickly. President Trump has already tweeted out this morning saying that these animals essentially need to be stopped. Mm. And this just
meaningless.
Seems to,
all that stuff just becomes meaningless.
This has been the last year. It was just about a year ago when the Westminster Bridge killings happened.
Yep.
And that was in like March, I think, of 2017. Khalid Massoud was the suspect there. He plowed through his car into crowds on the Westminster Bridge. He killed four people. He then got out of his car, if you remember, and stabbed and killed a police officer before he was actually shot in the courtyard outside of Parliament. So what helped the people there this morning in London is that there are a lot of new barricades in place after that attack to make things safer, and they seem to actually pay off because you have some people who were injured, obviously, but it doesn't seem to be the catastrophe that it was a year ago when you had people dying and jumping into the water and that sort of thing. So yeah. I guess that's they learned from that mistake, but still, it's scary. You know, you're going to work, you're going to
fear,
do your thing.
It's all about fear, man.
It's all about fear.
It's all
that's
about
right.
Fear, 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 anger, hate, suffering, the things that manipulate our minds. Fear is false expectation appearing real. That's what fear is. It's all about the news media and the faking that goes on there. All right, so enough on the lecture, I suppose. Here's something that I find extraordinary. Now we've had two reports this week of the same sort of thing happening. Remember, over the weekend, that Horizon 74 passenger regional plane, guy gets in it, airport worker, takes off, flies up in the air, does somersaults, and then the plane crashes. So here's another one of those babies. This guy was arrested, 47-year-old Dwayne Youd, Y-O-U-D, was arrested and released on bail for assaulting his wife. He goes to the airport, steals a plane, takes off, and crashes it into his home where his wife is, hopefully, or his hope was the killer. So here's there were two. The wife was in the house, and the boy, their son, was in the house at the time of the crash. They didn't get hurt, and he, interestingly enough, wasn't killed. As far as
lucky
I can figure out,
is what he is. I just don't understand how people with limited or no flight experience can get a plane, fly, do tricks, and then crash it, or in this guy's case, find his house and drive into it. I don't understand that.
I think it's easier than you think.
I guess, but I boy, it's not something I wouldn't
so difficult. Yeah, not in the old days. You can get into a small plane. I could figure out how to fly. If you have any mechanical acumen, if you know how to get something, a truck to work or a tractor to work or some piece of equipment, a bulldozer, you can figure these things out if you have any kind of acumen. You know, it's, for some people, it looks like hieroglyphics doesn't work. My son couldn't do it because that's not where his head is. My daughter couldn't do it, but there are some people I can do it because that's how I grew up, figuring out how to make things work, how to drive things. But it just depends, though, Jennifer, on your sort of background. Speaking of background, could you tell me a little about Melissa Howard, who's running for some office in Florida? She faked her diploma and says she's going to stay in the race. Is this an attack on her and Republicans, even though she's both of those? She is who she is, and she's a Republican. I see, the news media says, look at this nasty, dirty Republican who's running for office. She's a liar, a cheat, a crook. How could you elect her? What's this? Do you know anything about her?
I just what you know, basically. Okay. I found out about her the other day when this story came to attention. She has apologized. She said it wasn't her intent to mislead or deceive anyone. She made a mistake in saying that I completed my degree. She said
what
I did was wrong.
How do you make that kind of mistake?
I don't know. And set a bad example for someone seeking public service. She says she's staying in the race. She intends to win, and she will lead from here on out. She's running for Congress.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Right? Oh, no, Florida House of Representatives. Sorry. So
Florida
she's running
House.
For the Florida House, District 73.
Yeah, okay. All right. Meghan Markle. Dad says he lied to Prince Harry. What is the matter with
this dad? It just needs to stop talking.
Go away. Have you...
Why is he still talking?
Because he's a nutbird.
Oy.
He is. All right. I love this story. Do you mind me taking a little turn down a road that is kind of genius? This is true, every word of this story. This is a youngster called Big Al. He is all over the internet. 12-year-old Little League World Series slugger Alfred D'Elia hit two more home runs in a game with his ball team during a tournament in Cooperstown. He'd gone viral because he'd done the same thing at the Little League World Series that was on ESPN. Hi, my name is Alfred D'Elia. Back home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers. Look the story of the kid up. It's just a cute, cool story. And after the first two or three that we had here this half hour, I thought it just
he hit dingers. Good for him.
Yeah. I suppose that name came. Where did the term dinger come from?
I don't know, but it's a funny one.
It is. Yep, it's cute. All right, here's something that isn't necessarily funny, but it is good for you. Life Change Tea, with their proprietary herbal formula that will help you out if you've got things inside of you that are not supposed to be inside of you. You may have an unhealthy colon. The GAPS practitioners who study all of this stuff and know about parasites in your body. I know it's not pleasant, but it really does happen. It really does go on in your system. So to bioengineer your body to a better place is pretty simple using Life Change Tea. And there are a whole bunch of teas at GetTheTea.com that are really good for you. This, in addition to all the other things, getting the parasites out of your system will help you get fluoride out of your body as well. Fluoride never tested before it was used. You know that story, Jennifer, right? It's really bad for you. It can cause cancer, cause birth defects, and a lot more. Life Change Tea can help cleanse the harmful effects of fluoride and other toxins and chemicals and bacteria and molds, that sort of thing, out of your body every day you drink it. A cup a day will ensure you that you are cleansing your colon, your stomach, your system of all those things that cause disease. Pretty much a word to the wise is sufficient. I summarize it by saying go to life to getthetea.com and order Life Change Tea. It's not lifechangetea.com. It's getthetea.com. They have a number of different teas. You might want to check them all out. The one I prefer at this moment to keep my body cleansed is Life Change Tea. The intruders get booted when you drink Life Change Tea. All natural, all organic, all grown in the USA. Go to getthetea.com. There is a website for Life Change Tea as well, lifechangetea.com, but you order on getthetea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it to you free. That's getthetea.com to clean the pesticides, herbicides, all the yucca bunga stuff in your body out. Getthetea.com, code DJV for free shipping.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we're talking about youngsters and interesting youngsters at that. This is the story of that 11-year-old who hacked into the website for the Florida Secretary of State and changed the election results. 10 minutes, that's all it took him, at the DEFCON voting machine hacking village. Where
sounds like a lovely place to visit.
8 years old, attempt to access web pages and change information. And they did it successfully. The company that provides election equipment across the U.S., ESNS, emailed customers assuring their machines were safe. Do you know how unbelievable
they're safe until a 10-year-old gets a hold of them?
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
This is not the first time DEFCON has tackled election security. Last year, it took attendees less than a day to successfully find and exploit flaws in 5 different types of voting machines. So what are we doing about this? You know, everybody, oh, that's funny, ha, ha, ha. No, it's not funny at all. It shows.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me crazy. It makes me crazy that they think they want to do voting online now.
Yeah.
I mean, who are they trying to kid? I want to do it on paper. I want something that somebody cannot have. I want low technology.
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. I want to show my voter ID card. I want a piece of paper to put my little ink dot on, and then I want to just hand it to somebody. Because then you at least, if something seems funny, you have paper to go back to.
Yeah. It really is. Why do we need we don't need this technology. People want to sell us technology.
They're forcing in L.A. They're saying in California, they're saying everything's going to go online by 2020. No, I want to go to the old stinky lady's garage, and I want to cast my vote that way. Why give them more opportunity to hack? Hackers are going to hack, so why make it easier for them?
The stinky lady's garage?
Well, you know, they have, like, the old guys that host the polling places.
Oh. Yeah, they do. Those are seniors.
I want to go to their house.
Show respect for your senior.
I do. I love my
after
elders.
The hour.
Yeah.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is 23, almost 24 after the hour. Music is a focus of our interest here on the DJV program. Happy to present Josh Groban, singer-songwriter, revealing the track listing for his upcoming 8th studio album. It's called Bridges. It's set to be released the 21st of next month. Features singles Granted and Symphony, as well as duets with notable artists like Andrea Bocelli, Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles, and Sarah McLachlan. Interesting. What an interesting combination. Isn't that an interesting combination, Kara, of talent? I think that's
yeah,
really
I can see him with Sarah McLachlan. They have kind of similar types, like a lot of ballads.
Yeah.
Jennifer Nettles is a country act, and she has a very twangy voice.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see how they work together.
The album being released in two versions. Only the deluxe edition of the album will feature his rendition of Billy Joel's She's Always a Woman, as well as three other tracks. He also announced a corresponding tour to support this new album, starting in Duluth, Georgia, on the 18th of October. It goes to Madison Square Garden the 18th of November, so for a month he's out every night pushing this new album called Bridges. So good luck to Josh Groban. Good luck to him. All right, here's somebody else that you may care about who's getting ready. I wouldn't say Groban's doing a comeback. He's been pretty steady. But Phil Collins hasn't been around for a while. And now resurrecting his career from the 1980s. Remember the first single was called In the Air Tonight, 1981. First of a lot of hits that he scored through over the next 10, 12 years. He recorded and toured with Genesis. Remember that too, right? Had a a brief career as an actor, movie Buster. He was in that. 2 years after reissuing his entire solo catalog in deluxe album packages, he's now turning his attention to a period of collaboratives with a four-disc box set called Plays Well With Others, which will drop down on the 28th of next month. Plays Well With Others highlights a period of his career where he made himself available as a producer and a drummer for a number of recording acts, including Robert Plant, Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, Adam Ant, Abba's Hani Fried Lyngstad, and there are a lot of other people too. He said the licensing and releasing of those works together in compilation was a nightmare, but he's happy that it all has worked out. He says the track listing of Plays Well With Others is pretty much chronological, so you can hear how the music changed with time, maybe how his voice changed with time. One of his favorite memories, he says, is getting a call from Paul McCartney to play drums on his track Press to Play. He says, I got the call, took my drums down, and we did this song, which wasn't one of his best songs, but Peter Townsend was there playing guitar. That's pretty great, because when Peter Townsend smiles as he's playing, you know you're doing something right. Linda McCartney was still around in those days. She took all the photographs. I got a lovely photo album sent to me, as a matter of fact, from her, who is just after Live Aid. So, anyway, I think he's working on a new tour, too, if I'm not mistaken, called Not Dead Yet. No, he's not. I'm wondering how old he is, though. Any stats on his age, Kara? Is he in his 70s?
He's 67.
Okay.
It's interesting, this new theme of, like, not dead yet, because, I mean, Willie Nelson is pretty old. And
he's not dead yet.
No, but, right. You know, he just released a song a few years ago, Still Not Dead, or, you know, something along those lines. So all of these rockers are in the same vein. I guess that's what happens when you do a lot of drugs and other
stuff. Let's hear it for rock and roll. It's here to stay. It'll never die. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. He was expected to be the head of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles at some point in the future. But Englishman Mike Manley is now settling into the role early after the deterioration of the health of Sergio Marchionne. Manley, 54, has been one of Marchionne's close collaborators at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and in the previous role had responsibilities for product planning and sales activities outside North America. He has been head of the Jeep brand since 2009 and Ram truck brand since 2015. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people injured after a car drives into a group of bicyclists outside Parliament in London early today. An eyewitness telling the BBC a small hatchback appeared to deliberately drive into the cyclists and then into a barrier outside the Palace of Westminster, where the two houses of Parliament meet. Another witness telling Sky News,
I've seen smoke coming out of a vehicle, and it's all been like high speed, and then you've got the specialists coming in, specialist police, so it's very, very dramatic.
A man was seen being led away in handcuffs by police. There are primaries today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. In Wisconsin, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist aims to become the first transgender governor. And this is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tuesday, August the 14th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. In a few moments, we're going to be focused on those of you who have to shop for back-to-school items. Seems horrible to contemplate, but it is that time of year. It's interesting how cyclical the world is and things that go on in our lives. It's just a stream, maybe. That's what it is. It's the flow. You feel like that, Kara, that your life flows, that you go almost with expectation from one day to the next, one week to the next, one month to the next, one holiday to the next? Isn't it interesting how it flows?
Well, that's why I think it passes so quickly, is it just flows from day to day and you don't even realize suddenly it's Friday when it was just Monday.
No, it's really amazing. It certainly is amazing. Okay, so there's this, I guess we would say this is a controversy. Payment processors like PayPal are promising to stop helping the skinheads, racist groups, to raise money. At least that's what they said last year after the rally in Charlottesville that was really deadly. There was another one of these things this past weekend, didn't go anywhere. But these openly racist individuals, and some of the groups too, are using mainstream payment providers like PayPal to process credit card payments from people who are supporting their efforts. There are even crowd funds for these jerks. Can you imagine crowdfunding skinheads? Who does that? Who wants to do that? Who's in on it?
I don't know. I guess there's a crowdfund for everything now, but it's just...
There is.
Yeah, I was looking at pictures from the rally that was over the weekend, and all these people, they've got tattoos. They've, you know, who are the tattoo artists who are putting these symbols on their body representing white supremacy? It's just, how do you feel comfortable putting that on your body and saying, hey, this is what I am? How do you feel comfortable being that? I just don't understand it.
So PayPal says on its site that they prohibit the promotion of hate and racial discrimination. They have a team of investigators to assess potential violations of their use policy. So then, how come they're still processing these payments? Or is it, could they be sued? The answer is they can be sued. Anybody can be sued for anything. But it's a private company, so they should be able to do whatever they want to do. But it's their company, so if you don't want to process these people and their payments, then you don't. You just say no. That's it. End of story. No. Just say no. All right, let's see here. Federal appeals court slamming the EPA, saying the EPA knowingly endangered the public health and well-being by allowing the use of a pesticide that harms babies' brains. Listen to this. Those of you who are mothers, those of you who are pregnant, those of you who know somebody who's pregnant, the courts have ordered the EPA to remove the pesticide chlorpyrifos from the market. It's been used since the 1960s on crops. Another wonderful, just fabulous Monsanto-type product. This has been something going on. This is one of the things. This whole business, the EPA has been in my crosshairs for years because it's ridiculous. The kinds of things, not all of them, but some of the things that they have tried to do. And with Scott Pruitt coming in as EPA administrator, he reversed many of the wrong decisions. There are some that are just, you know, just fabulous to eliminate. But this guy has been, he was a nightmare. And anyway, so anything that you can't pronounce shouldn't be allowed. Or let's put it this way. If you don't know what it is that you're reading on the label, then don't use it. And that goes for farmers. It goes for people who go to the store and look at the labels of things to see what they're buying. If you can't pronounce it, don't understand it, don't know what the word means, then don't buy it. Why is that so difficult, a concept for people to grasp? I don't get it. It's your body. It's your health. It's your life. Why don't you pay more attention to what it is that you're putting into your body? It just is amazing. I think I find it amazing anyway. I really do. What people don't think about and what they do in the name of convenience as well. You know what I mean? When you go to the store, Kara, and you buy the things that you buy, do you go to farmers markets? Do you go to the farm directly this time of year? Do you go to the same old grocery stores? Do you shop in different places? And what do you do when you're trying to figure out, do I want to buy this or not? How do you make up your mind?
I do a mix of both. In the summer, if I have time, I'll go to the farmer's market. That's only on Saturday mornings, but I'll try and get some, like, fruit or vegetables. But I don't know. I think I understand where you're coming from, but I also think that it's just the grocery store already takes time. You've got moms, you've got families who are in a hurry, and it's just going through. If you're saying don't buy anything that has any ingredient that you don't recognize, I mean, that's, you're eating, and maybe that's what we should do, eating fruits, vegetables, and meat. But even that's not safe. You hear all these stories, but you can't buy this meat, you can't buy that meat, you can't buy this, you can't buy that. I mean, who has the time to go through the store? You're going to spend five hours in the store every day.
Your time or your life?
Well, for most people, if you ask them in the moment, they're probably going to say their time.
Okay.
And I think it's just, I guess it's an unfortunate reality, but I think what really needs to change is not that people need to spend 5 hours in the store every day reading. It's something needs to change so we don't have to be so worried about every single ingredient single thing.
What do we do?
I don't
How
know.
Do we change? What needs to change? That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, we're working towards getting rid of some plastics, and that's a good start, I guess, but it's just all of the chemicals and everything that's in every, I don't know, more, I don't want to say more regulations, I'm sure you're not going to be a fan of that, but I don't know, we have to get rid of some of the ingredients that are terrible for us.
Yep.
And regulation might be the only way to do that, or actually enforcing regulation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That, I don't have a problem with EPA or other government agencies doing that. What I have a problem with is how selective they are, how they choose what they're going to enforce and what they're not going to enforce. That's really what the problem is. All right, one more derelict story before we take you back to school. The story of Pamela Viles, V-I-L-E-S, Sarasota, Florida, looking online for companionship. Met a nice man, she thought. 69-year-old guy in England. Turns out it was a scam. No, I was in Australia, sorry. He was intimate. He was loving. He was dreamy. I felt like I really got to know him well. And the man started asking her to borrow money to run his business. Last 2 years, she's given the guy $1 million. Even borrowed $350,000 to give to this guy. There are a lot of romance scams, folks, and a lot of really horrible stuff. This online dating thing and the creeps that you can meet and the lies, stuff that you're told by people, it is very, there are a lot of phonies, a lot of fake profiles. There are a lot of people who are being targeted. So what's the old word to the wise? I know it's tough sometimes these days to meet people, but I'm better off being by yourself than to run into some of that stuff. Woof. So it's too bad. That's a sad story. She didn't have $1 million. She borrowed $350 to give this guy. I mean, she was looking for something. She was lonely, and she wanted companionship. Never met the guy. She didn't really understand social media and the technology involved. She didn't have a smartphone. And obviously made a lot of mistakes. She thought now the story from this guy was too good to be true. And it was. So there's that story. In a moment, we take you back to school, help with shopping ideas. Speaking of shopping, if you're sending a student off to college and they're going to a dormitory, better get them some My Pillows. Get the 2 premium pillows, the 2 go-anywhere pillows for your college student at MyPillow.com. Yep, if they're off before they go, order at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJB. You get the pillows at half price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Send your college student off to school with these 4 My Pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJB. Get a great night's rest. As a matter of fact, ensure that your child's going to get a good night's rest. Buy some pillows. Send them off to college with them. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for 50% off.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
44 after the hour now, time to get back to, focus anyway on getting back to school. There are some back to school must-haves, not just for the students that are going back to school, but for the whole family. So joining us now is lifestyle expert Bahar Tektashian, who has the scoop for you on all of the back to school must-haves, beauty products, fashion products, technology products. So Bahar, good to have you back again. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
right, so where do we start here? A lot of these things you see all over TV, and it becomes confusing as to what actually should be our focus. So let's start with beauty products.
Yes, you're right. There's just so many products to choose from. But in the beauty category, I wanted to mention a great product called Biore Micellar Waters. So these are excellent, especially for anyone who's maybe heading to a dorm room and they don't have access to a sink all the time. It's a Japanese innovation in beauty. It's going to wipe away makeup without needing any rinsing. It's made for comfort, speed, and efficiency. Basically, what you do is you pour this onto a cotton pad. There's no rubbing, no rinsing, no residue. It glides on without any friction, takes everything off. So waterproof mascara, bold lipstick, any grime that you might have from the day, it takes it all off. And there's two different varieties I wish you could see. There's one that's a charcoal variety, which has a black hue to it, and this is great for oily skin because it detoxifies and removes excess oils, and it really mattifies your pores. Or there's a blue version of this, which is baking soda, and that's ideal for combination skin, and it's amazing at conditioning, refreshing, and balancing your skin. So both of these products are $6.99 each at Target.
All right. I joined Stitch Fix. And I find it interesting, yeah, the sort of fascist statement that it makes. Are there Stitch Fix things available for youngsters?
There are, yeah. So as you probably know, Stitch Fix up until now has been a great destination for the entire family. You know, it's a leading online personal program that helps millions of men and women discover new styles of clothing and accessories and shoes without needing a subscription or membership. You just sign up at stitchfix.com and create a style profile. Then you pick a date, and they deliver a bunch of clothes and shoes and accessories to you. But now they've actually launched Stitch Fix Kids, which is amazing for children. They've got more than 50 different brands. It's the same concept. You know, you get to have a curation of clothing and shoes and accessories sent to you. For the kids, they have Under Armour, Nikes, Toms, Hannah Anderson, and their own brand, Roomy and Ryder. The sizes are between 2T and 14. And the prices are great, too, between $10 to $35 per item. Again, each fix is a shipment of 8 to 12 pieces. So it's a super easy way for you to shop.
All right, you got one more good tip for us?
Two more, actually. For all the men out there, if you're looking for a great way to kind of, you know, either trim your beard or have a clean skin look, Braun has a Series 3 Pro Skin gadget that's amazing. It's tough on beards, it's smooth on skin, three shaving elements, pressure-sensitive blades. Really, really great because it guides the hair into the blade so you have fewer strokes.
I need one of those. Where do we get those? In a drugstore? Where do you get those?
You can get them at Braun.com. They also have a multi-grooming all-in-one head-to-toe kit, so that's really great as well. Check it out. Yeah. And one more thing for back to school. If you love to use your smartphone to take photos, Canon has the ID Mini Photo Printer, which is amazing. It's a portable on-the-go printing device. Basically, you download the app, and any pictures that you like from Instagram or from your own camera roll, you can print them on the go using filters, photo frames, stickers, or maybe just printing the picture as it is. It takes no time at all. It prints in seconds, and it uses this thing called Zinc Zero ink, so it's no cartridge. It's the most amazing thing. $129.99 at shop.usa.canon.com.
Yeah, Canon. Those things, I've heard about those. They're supposed to be really fabulous. Save a lot of money. I think that's kind of
fun. It's nice to see your pictures in print. You know, you take so many pictures on your phone. It's nice to print them.
Those thrilling days of yesteryear. Bahar Tektashian here with some back-to-school tips for you on the DJB program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is from the movie Leap of Faith, which stars Steve Martin. So, all right, Chucker, we it's always are in suspense.
It's his birthday today, 72.
Happy birthday. 72?
73.
Ah, good for him. Happy birthday.
He did that movie in 1992 called Leap of Faith, where he played a con man who sells religion to a small town in the Midwest. Actually, it's not a great movie, but I love his performance in that film, and it has a few really good scenes that I'm a big fan of. So yeah. I like his work.
Why did you find out why the Notorious B.I.G. movie was pulled from the release schedule of the Johnny Depp movie, supposed to come out on September 7th, now undated for some reason or another? Why do you think that might be?
I think I heard there's something about Johnny Depp might have had some sort of altercation on set with somebody and there's some sort of lawsuit.
Yeah, he punched one of the project managers in the face. And now they've pulled it because of that.
But it doesn't make sense to pull a project from distribution. They seem like completely two different things, you know, distribution of a film and a lawsuit of an altercation.
He's got another movie coming out in November called Fantastic Beasts. And they're going to pull that one too?
No. That's the Harry Potter spin-off franchise. They're not going to pull that film. I don't know the story. I really don't know what's going on.
All right, you and I both went to the movies yesterday. I saw The Enforcer 2, which was filmed here in Massachusetts.
Equalizer
2. I have the first one. When I saw the trailer, I didn't want to see it, and now I'm sorry I didn't. Because this, even though there's a little too much violence in it for me, it's a good story. Once again, Denzel Washington shows up and does a great character ride. I guess that's the best way I can put it. And you want to be involved in the story. And most of the actors are Boston actors because it took place in Boston, familiar Boston actors like Melissa Leo. And so it was good. I thought it was worth the time. And if you haven't seen it yet, you might, if you enjoy action flicks and you like Denzel Washington, you're probably going to enjoy this. Now, his son is in the new Spike Lee movie, which you saw last night.
Yeah, Black Klansman, which, you know what, in a lot of ways, Doug, reminded me in story structure of the Johnny Depp Al Pacino movie, Donnie Brasco. It's based on the true story of a guy named John Washington, John Stallworth, who was the first black cop in Colorado Springs, Colorado in the 1970s. Who helped infiltrate into the Ku Klux Klan. And I tell you, this is a fascinating watch. I think this is the best work in the career of Spike Lee. It's a really good, involving, enveloping movie that I really, really like.
I was Adam Driver, who's the bad guy, the new Darth Yungabunga, whatever his name is, in the Star Wars movie. How is he in this?
He's excellent. All the actors are really good. This is a really good character-driven movie.
He looks greasy. He looks really greasy and grimy and yucky. Is that the role he's supposed to be playing?
That might be a good description. He just sort of has that look to him. But he's a good actor. Denzel Washington's son, his name is John David Washington, is fantastic in this movie. Mm-hmm. And clearly, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
If you have... watch Ballers, you'll recognize him from that. He's like Ballers, a football player. All right, what do you
I give this movie an 8.5 out of 10. It's really, really, really good. It's going to be a major player, I think, come time.
Topher Grace resurfaces in it as well.
He plays David Duke in the movie, and he's outstanding. He's actually outstanding in this film. This is a really good movie with good actors, a good story, and I think an important story. I just thought... in terms of storytelling, I was totally sucked into the film from beginning to end. And its running time is 2 hours and 20 minutes, so it's not a short movie. But I was all in on the film.
I saw The Spy Who Dumped Me over the weekend.
What do you think of that?
I like Mila Kunis. I think Kate McKinnon is one of the most annoying.
Really?
That's the character she's supposed to be playing. But just annoying as hell. And I couldn't figure out where she's been around. But she left me cold. The movie...
She was in the female Ghostbusters. She anchored that film. I think she's really talented with a bright future. I didn't see the film, so I can't speak of her work.
You know who's in it? It's really interesting. Gillian Anderson is in it, and you don't recognize her.
Okay.
Yeah. And Justin Theroux, who was late Mr. What's his
name? Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, he kind of is a bad guy in the movie.
You like him?
I think he's okay. He was on a TV project that was kind of strange, but it was interesting. All right, John.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.